This podcast reports news as if it's from the video game Helldivers, but is not associated with the creators and not affiliated with Arrowhead Game Studios in any way. This podcast is an original concept of a radio station within a fictional universe and is protected under Section 107 of the Copyright Act for Fair Use Legal Doctrine, permits the usage of criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, and research. All characters, sounds, and music are original to this podcast.
Time's hard to live so. Under the sun, where waves gently roll. Our sanctuary, where our hearts feel whole. Our toes in the sand, this perfect evening. In this lover's expanse. Let's grow old, my love, in this eternal summer. Your sunset whisper feels just like a drummer. A melody of hearts that time can't erase. Hand in hand, we'll share every day's embrace. Our soul's desire, your day stories I cherish and hold. Together in moonlight, our love unfolds. Let's grow old, my love, in this eternal summer. Each sunset whisper feels just like a drummer. A melody of hearts that time can't erase. Hand in hand, we'll share every day's embrace. Let's grow old, my love, in this eternal summer. Your sunset whisper feels just like a drummer. A melody of hearts that time can't erase. Hand in hand, we'll share every day's embrace.
Years may pass, our hair may gray, but our love forever will never sway. On this beach, where it all began, we'll share our sunsets, hand in hand.
Moonlit confessions, our soul's desire. Your day stories, I cherish and hold. Together in moonlight, our love unfolds. Let's grow old, my
in this eternal summer. The sunset whisper feels just like a drummer. A melody of hearts that time can erase. We'll share every day some embrace.
Years may pass, our hair may gray, but our love forever will never sway. On this beach where it all began, we'll share our sunsets hand in hand. May pass, our hair may gray, but love, love lasts forever.
That was Eternal Summer by Axel Clay. Up next is the wartime update. But before that, we are going to talk about our sponsor, Cafreedom, the coffee that lets you battle the true enemy of democracy, sleep, that thing that gets in the way of truly being productive. Now that's out of the way. Let's get on with the show.
Citizens of Super Earth. This is Joe Turner bringing you updates from the front lines on GNR 107's Morning Wartime Update. Today, a special guest in the studio, retired Lieutenant Marcus Stone. You know him as Bulldog. He has just returned from a two-week assignment in the Flagstaff and Gen C sectors. Welcome back, Bulldog.
Thanks, Joe. It's good to be back. And good to have you back as well.
Couldn't agree more. Also joining us is my co-host, Penny Lively.
Hello, everyone. Bulldog, it's an honor to have you with us today.
Bulldog, can you start by giving us an overview of the assignment you had in the Flagstaff and Gen C sectors?
Over the past few weeks, I was embedded with Seif and Helldiver troops on Boar Rock, a critical planet in the Falstaff sector. The Terminids were aggressively trying to infest untarnished worlds, and Boar Rock was a major target.
What was the atmosphere like among the troops when you arrived?
The troops were resilient but weary. I spoke with Sergeant Kyle Green, who mentioned their determination to hold the ground not just for Super Earth, but for their families back home. Private Laura Gomez also emphasized the daily fight for survival, knowing their efforts secure freedom. She spoke about the intense heat and that they had to be careful that their weapons didn't overheat.
I see that we have some video from your time there. Let's take a look at that.
Here you can see the battle on June 26, 2224. The Helldivers and Seif troops successfully defended Boar Rock from a massive Terminid assault. The victory was hard fought, with casualties on both sides, but the remaining 22,796 troops managed to hold their ground.
Bulldog, can you describe what we're seeing here?
Sure, Penny. This was one of the more intense battles I witnessed. The Terminids launched wave after wave of attacks, but our troops held firm. The coordination between the Seif and Helldivers was crucial in repelling the enemy.
How did the troops manage to maintain their morale during such a relentless assault?
Despite the hardships, their spirit remained unbroken. Lieutenant James Morrison mentioned that their duty was clear: to defend liberty at all costs. The success in holding Boar Rock gave everyone a significant morale boost.
But the conflict didn't end there, did it?
No, Joe. On June 28, 2224, the Terminids launched another attack on Boar Rock. Once again, the Helldivers and Seif troops managed to defend the planet.
How did the troops handle this second assault?
They were better prepared this time. The experience from the first assault helped them anticipate the Terminid tactics. However, the strain on resources and the continuous pressure were evident. Despite our efforts, additional Terminid outbreaks occurred in the Gen Z sector. The abnormally large spore dispersals following recent hive annihilation actions led to the seeding of Gen Z planets.
What was the strategy to handle these new outbreaks?
The Seif troops and Helldivers quickly mobilized to contain the spread. It was a challenging task, but their determination to protect untarnished worlds drove them forward.
Bulldog, you left the field on July 2nd, 2224. Can you tell us about your departure and the state of the troops when you left?
When I left, the troops were regrouping and reinforcing their positions. The retreat from some areas was strategic, not a defeat. They were preparing for the next wave of attacks and were determined to come back stronger.
What are your plans now that you're back?
I'll be heading to the Ymir sector to interview scientists working on Planet X-45. This planet is home to a lost advanced weapons lab from the First Galactic War. With radiation levels now safe, we can begin excavating and recovery of the lab's work, potentially allowing the construction of a powerful interplanetary battle station.
That sounds like a crucial mission, Bulldog. Your reports provide a vital perspective on the ongoing conflicts. Thank you for your bravery and dedication.
Thank you, Joe. It's an honor to serve Super Earth in any capacity.
Indeed. Stay safe out there, Bulldog. We look forward to your next report.
Will do. Remember, Helldivers, if it's not rough, it's not right.
Thanks for listening, and stay sharp, stay lively, and stay informed. We will be right back after this brief message. Up next is the Tech Update with yours truly.
Bound by honor, forged in liberty. Eternal liberty calls to the elite. Are you ready to stand as the bulwark against chaos, to join the ranks of the brave, bound by honor? As Helldivers, we are unyielding in the face of battle, unwavering guardians of Super Earth. We do not falter. We are the force of liberty forged in fire. Enlist with eternal liberty. Embrace your destiny. Secure the stars. For freedom, for honor, for eternity.
Introducing the Rising Phoenix, a community forged in the fires of adversity, dedicated to cooperation and camaraderie. The Rising Phoenix stands ready to support every Helldiver.
Originating from a long-lost server, the Rising Phoenix has risen anew, stronger and more determined than ever. Our mission? To uphold the major orders of Super Earth Command, delivering maximum liberty to automatons and terminids.
So, what are you waiting for? Spread your wings and join the Rising Phoenix today. Reborn from ash, victorious together. Together, we'll conquer any challenge that comes our way.
Attention, Helldivers. Join the action in Sector 7 Enclave, where the hearts of the Helldivers beat strong. Whether you're a seasoned veteran or a new recruit, our Discord server has something for everyone. Form alliances with other dedicated Discord channels, strategize your next mission, and gain exclusive access to real-time updates and tactical briefings. Our community is built by Helldivers for Helldivers. Share your victories, learn from your defeats, and connect with fellow warriors from all corners of Super Earth. Join this Helldivers Discord server today and become part of the elite force that's making a difference. All creds and glory await you in the ultimate Helldivers community. Visit the Discord link in the description to join Sector 7 Enclave. Let's keep Super Earth safe together.
You're tuned in, dear. What's the latest tips all about? Manny's got the tips to keep you fit for the fight. Gadgets and gear, make sure you're right. Tech updates with Manny Lobby, keeping you up to date. You're tuned in to hear what the latest tech's all about.
We've got some crucial updates from the tech front. Let's dive into the latest improvements and fixes rolling out across our Helldivers gear and systems. First up, our engineers have addressed several critical crash issues to ensure smoother operations in the field. Specifically, they've fixed crashes that occurred when dropping into a mission and during setting changes, improving overall mission stability. We've also resolved the persistent issue of Helldivers becoming stuck in the Hellpod loading screen. With this fix, getting out of cryo and into the field should now be seamless. A significant fix was applied to the Superior Packaging Methodology ship module upgrade. This upgrade has been functioning correctly since July 1st, thanks to server-side adjustments. Next, we've improved the system to prevent crashes and glitches occurring during mission drops. This ensures that all SEAF troops can deploy without facing unexpected interruptions. However, we still have a few known issues that our engineers are actively working on. Currently, sending friend requests via friend code may not work, and players might face delays in receiving medals and super credit payouts. Additionally, some weapons shoot below the crosshair when aiming down sights, and arc weapons occasionally misfire. We are also aware of issues with the stratagem beam sometimes attaching to the enemies but deploying to its original location. And the handcart ship module does not reduce the shield generator pack's cooldown as intended. Rest assured, these are being prioritized for future updates. Lastly, a cybersecurity alert from SE Command. Recent automaton hacking efforts have been observed in the form of malicious messages. These messages often come with subjects like, "Check out this patriotic photo," or, "Your citizenship classification has been upgraded." These attacks aim to breach our secure systems. So stay vigilant and report any suspicious messages to your cybersecurity officer immediately. That's all for today's tech update. Stay tuned for more improvements, and remember, every fix gets us one step closer to victory.
On to more recent news. The first layer of rubble was uncovered for the advanced weapon on X-45. A new campaign has started on Vega Bay and Wasat. The Ministry of Defense has stated that they will be over before the end of the weekend. Stay tuned for more updates during this week, as well as information about a giveaway and more. If you enjoyed listening, please comment, rate, or donate below. That wraps up today's wartime update on GNR 107. Remember, every effort you make helps us to get one step closer to victory.
Absolutely, Joe. We appreciate all the Helldivers and SEAF troops who continue to fight bravely on the front lines.
Stay tuned for more updates, and don't forget to follow our broadcast for the latest news on Super Earth's efforts to maintain liberty and democracy.
And for our listeners, remember to stay vigilant and stay safe. Your dedication and support are vital to our success.
This was GNR 107's Morning Wartime Update. I'm Joe Turner, and this was your Morning Wartime Update.
Penny Lively, thanks for listening. This broadcast was brought to you by Cough Freedom. Stay sharp, stay lively, and stay informed. Goodbye for now, and thank you for your continued support.
We'll be back next time with more updates and stories from the front lines. Until then, stay safe.
Oh, the winds of war, she called us near to malevolent creek, lush and clear.
Automatons brought the fight. Helldivers stand for what's right.
In the jungle, shadows play. Fought the metal beasts all day. Rhodium rich beneath our feet. Held our ground, faced the heat.
Oh, Malvern Creek, where the brave hearts seek. Turn the tide in the jungle bleak. For Super Earth, we won't retreat. At Malevolent Creek, foes did meet. Through the vines, we made our way. Comrades lost in battle's fray. Cries for freedom loud and strong echoed through the night so long. Malvern Creek, where the brave hearts seek. Turn the tide in the jungle bleak. For Super Earth, we won't retreat. At Malevolent Creek, foes did meet. Through the vines, we made our way. Comrades lost in battle's fray. Cries for freedom loud and strong echoed through the night so long.
Malvern Creek, where the brave hearts seek. Turn the tide in the jungle bleak. With every step we won't be beat. At Malevolent Creek, foes meet defeat.
In the dark we saw the light. Future won by fierce fight. Heavy hearts, spirits high. For the fallen we cry.
Malvern Creek, where the brave hearts seek. Turn the tide in the jungle bleak. With every step we won't be beat. At Malevolent Creek, foes meet defeat.
Rhodium's glow beneath the moon. Victory song, a rising tune.
Held the tide in the jungle bleak.
For Super Earth, we won't retreat.
At Malevolent Creek,
foes' dues deplete.
Malvern Creek, where the brave hearts seek.
Turn the tide in the jungle bleak.
With courage fierce and hearts replete.
At Malevolent Creek, our foes deplete.
Odium's glow beneath the moon. Victory song, a rising tune.
Held the tide in the jungle bleak.
With every step we won't be beat.
At Malevolent Creek, post of veer.
Marching on, victory near. Songs of Malevolent we hold dear. For heroes lost, sing and cheer.
At Malevolent Creek, persevere.
This show, Helldivers Radio, was a PV production. All music, sound, not original to the podcast, is licensed to the podcast. We ask that you contact us at helldiverradio@gmail.com before using any sounds or music for commercial usage for this reason. Thanks for listening.